Thank you, sir. The President, Senator.
Hello?
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 Hello, Mr. President?
Yes.
Bill Fulbright.
Yes, Bill, how are you?
Well, I just wanted to congratulate you on a very great and unselfish act of statesmanship.
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm mighty glad to hear.
I heard it last night, and of course it was a great surprise to me. It was a very unusual circumstance. I happened to be out making the speech myself. We suspended to listen to yours. But you made a very fine impression, and if they don't respond to it, well, I just can't understand it.
Called in. I wanted to talk to you, but we didn't get to talk. They told me Clark said he was going to talk to you. He thought you'd be back. Was it Saturday night? Did you come back?
Yeah, Clark did call me right after I got back from Arkansas.
Yeah. Well, we talked to Dobrynin yesterday, I wanted to tell you. We don't want it out, but asked him, told him we had sent for Tommy, and that we wanted to go as far as we could in this country without having mutiny in our own forces, and that we were going to eliminate everything except that below the pass where they're directly hitting the DMZ from the Mugia Pass, that road that's bumper to bumper. We felt if we didn't protect that, well, we'd lose thousands of casualties and we would be reprehensible. But that we would be glad if they saw fit not to shove their crash program up our bottom there, to even pull out there if there's any chance of talking or anything. And we felt that he had a real responsibility, and we'd been doing pretty well with them. I knew they hadn't admitted it, but Thompson thought we had a good record, and we'd had lots of the consular treaty and the exchange agreement, and now the non-proliferation. We had a lot of other things we had to live together with, and this is a chance for them to show some responsibility. And they were furnishing this equipment, and we weren't hell-bent on furnishing it. We didn't want anything. We wanted to pull out. We never had wanted to be there. I'd ask them not to go in there in 54 unless everybody'd go in with us. They were there when I came in as president. I had to get out or do the best I could. I've done the best I could. I'm sure I've goofed and made a lot of errors, but I've done the best I know how, and I just wish that he'd get his people. Kosygin told me he thought I was had done about what he expected, and he thought he could market my product at Glassboro, and gave me to believe that he thought we were going pretty far, but I never did hear from him, and I thought he ought to go all the way now. He didn't say what he'd do, very courteous, very polite, seemed to be very pleased with what we were saying. I didn't go into the last part of the speech. I thought, though, that it might have taken a little local play away from the proposal here at home. On the other hand, I thought it relieved us of any political connotations or the fact that we're just trying to do what somebody wanted us to get votes. Most people thought it had a better impression than other capitals because it had that on it, that after all, nothing to want except peace. So he went away, I think, impressed, and we're working very hard. We sent word to the Pope at the same time. We gave Utah advances through Goldberg. I had General Ridgway and Mac Bundy and a large group of folks in here, about 15 last week, George Ball. And we looked at everything we could do. They spent 2 days with briefings and analyzing it. And this seemed to me to be the thing. We had I need not tell you, strong divisions in the government on it. And I'm going to try to go out and meet some of the military people in a few days to try to hold everything, keep them aboard, certainly, while this is going on.
I think you took a very brave and courageous stand. I don't know that I can do you a bit of good at all. I'd be willing to try if you want me to talk to any of these people. I've gone out of my way to be on reasonably good relations with the Brennan and the Polish ambassador and the Yugoslav ambassador. Now, I don't know what to do a damn bit of good, and I don't want to do it unless you think it might. I just offer that if there's anything else I can do to try to persuade them that this is an opportunity for them. They ought not to pass it up.
Yes, I think that would be good. And
Yes,
I think so. Let me see who we've talked to, and let me call you back, or have Clark or
the three that I know are
Chip call you.
The Russian, the Pole, and the Yugoslav. I don't know the.
I have the feeling that Polish have been trying to help us, and I believe the Yugoslavs too. And I think it would be good to talk to both of them. And I think I would. I think I would say that. We in this country, certainly the president, regardless of what we may differ on anything else, that we had rather find a way to stop killing any people, ours or theirs, than anything else in the world, and we're trying to do it. And if this is not the way and they've got a better one that we could endure, we'd like to have it. And now's the time to let Tommy Thompson and Avril and them go there and start something.
Well, I think it's a good play. They really ought to respond. I think it may take them a few days because it probably comes as a great surprise, and they've been fighting so damn long. It takes a few days for them to kind of.
Well, respond. We're prepared to stay for several weeks. We don't do anything rush, and we talked about Rush, we talked about Bowen, we talked about different ones, and they finally thought that Avril had been handling all the talks with all the other countries, but we needed a professional, and so we decided everybody thought Tommy Thompson was respected, and if we had to get the Soviets, that he would be the best one with them to use. I hope you think that's all right.
Yeah, he's a good man.
I haven't talked to him, but that's what the departmental people in Clark thought he would be the best. Clark suggested him to me, and he's being of a good deal of help, and I wish you'd spend whatever time you can with him, because he respects you and likes you, and I think that we can bring the government a little closer together in these days ahead when we all need to be that way.
Yeah, Thompson's a good fellow. I like him.
Fine.
Well, that's fine. I'll do what I can.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much.